As I mentioned earlier, it varies on how you use them. If you turn everything off, then electrical power is not a problem, but of course we have to use it. Oxygen we have more than a sufficient quantity, and the LEM is self-sufficient except for the lithium hydroxide. We're going to have to be using lithium hydroxide out of the CSM to maintain the CO2 level at a lower level. So from that standpoint, we have to use both the command module and the LEM. From an electrical standpoint and an oxygen standpoint, we can use the LEM alone.
Water?
Yes.
When the fuel cells aren't functioning?
Yes, the LEM has a large amount of water that it carries. The LEM cooling is done by water. It uses a sublimator rather than radiators, so we'd be using that water for cooling, and there is enough.
Plus we have some water. The individual life support system packs that were meant for the moonwalk, can they be used inside of the spaceship?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, one in the very back of the room.
Any thought given to cutting down communications to conserve electrical power? To setting a timeline of we'll talk to you with us and so at such hour?
Have you talked? We haven't talked about
it. I don't think it makes that much difference.
At this time, I don't think we have to do that.
Right.
Initially, we wanted to get the spacecraft configuration under control so we knew where we were. And as I said, we've got to average about 25 amps or something on that order, plus or minus a few amps. And it's better to burn a few extra amps right now, figure out what you're going to do, and have all the capability of taking things out later. But you want to make sure that you've got a condition you can live with now.
I might say that if when we're in a condition where we don't have the 220-foot dish, communications may be somewhat sporadic without the high-gain antenna, which we would probably not want to bring up because of power reasons in the LEM.
I know it's probably a little premature, but seeing they have had a rough time, have you worked out any schedules for a sleep period for any of the astronauts?
No, I think this is a little premature for that.
Mary?
Chris, if the LEM continues to operate well, what is your, when the systems and the power and all that kind of jazz, what is your primary concern? Do you have any concern about the spacecraft, things working sufficiently in it to bring it back?
No. I think that with the ground situation that we have, that is the tracking we have from the ground and the maneuvers that we can give them from the ground, I think that we're perfectly satisfied that that situation is well under control.
Would extreme weather conditions affect your choice of landing sites, and do you have any idea what the weather will be like in the landing sites?
I haven't looked at the weather yet, but we would still have range control during reentry, some hundreds of miles, perhaps 1,000.
What will the procedures be for the rest of the night?
They are not defined yet.
All right. Chris, you were in a catbird seat on John Glenn in a retro pack that didn't come off, Scott Carpenter in an overshoot, Dave Scott in a stuck thruster. How would you, and forgive me if I put you on a spot, but how would you classify this situation as regards to these that we are familiar with a little bit?
I'd say this is as serious a situation as we have ever had in manned space flight.
This man in the corner is.
Jim, two questions. One, with the situation of using the lithium hydroxide in the lunar module, will there be any chance that the air might get stuffy at all before this is out? And could you paint a picture for us of what it's like in the command module with it powered down? What does Swigert, whoever's in there, see? Is it just the lights from the computer or the disc keep blinking or what?
Well, let me answer the one about the lithium hydroxide. We'll be using the lithium hydroxide out of the LEM, and then we'll be using some out of the command module, then some out of the LEM, then some out of the command module, trying to keep the environments in both spacecraft acceptable. The disc has been turned off. The command module is powered down now, so there won't be any lights in it at all. They'll be using this flashlight. We have three reentry batteries in the command module, and we have no way of recharging these things now with the fuel cells gone, so we don't want to waste any of this valuable electrical power by running unnecessary equipment in the command module. Now, we do have the capability of powering some things in the command module from the LEM as long as we keep this power load down low via the umbilical that runs through the tunnel.
In a report a few moments ago from the Aquarius, They were still having problems with the roll, and they had not attained the configuration that they wanted. My question is, do you know precisely where they are, and are they on? Are their computers operable and in tune with yours? You've talked about perhaps some of the instruments giving you bad readings. Do you know at this moment precisely where they are?
Oh, yes, I think we know the trajectory they're on, if that is your question. Yes, sir.
We may not know exactly what their alignment is. I think that we were fairly well satisfied that the CSM and the LEM were properly aligned with each other before we shut down the CSM.
Is there a whole physical hole that was caused by this?
I don't think we know that.
Yeah. As far as the, we know where the LEM is, but it doesn't know where it is, because when we went in there and powered it up, we only went through that part of the power-up procedure.
Back toward Earth at 79 hours and 25 minutes approximately, there will be power sufficient to maintain the life support systems and all the other systems aboard the spacecraft until that time, and still have the power to make the burn. Incidentally, they're planning at the moment a return time in the Atlantic at 133 hours ground elapsed time. The situation still a difficult one, a critical one still being worked on. Roy Neal in Mission Control. At the moment, for information, we find out the spacecraft is still out of communication, but they expect to have the circuits back up very shortly. It's turning ever so slowly, and once the antennas are back in line, they do expect to reestablish communication. Here they go. Calling for Aquarius, the lunar module. Waiting to reestablish contact. Jack Lasma in the capsule communicator's position. Set up a call. Having been advised by one of the groups here that they could expect contact momentarily. Let me check here to find out whether I can talk to our people in the television and radio pool control. Do I have an open line to pool control? This is Roy Neal. Okay, I can talk on this line now? All right. Let me advise you then, Bill, that the word that was passed up to the crew deals with the 133 hours Atlantic landing, and it was passed up on a conditional basis. It said this is the plan at the moment, because they are indeed in a power critical situation aboard the lunar module. Now, we're waiting for any further word on that, but the 142 hours that they were dealing with in that conference and the Pacific landing area was an earlier figure. I think it's been updated while the conference was in progress. Right, and that is exactly, of course, the thing that we've been hearing here as they play games with the power and the consumables. ...25 to 30 degrees west. Let me ask Doug to check to see if there is anything from the recovery force in that area. Doug Ward's working with us here. There is nothing from the recovery force in that area. Okay, ship of opportunity, and this would definitely be a very serious contingency landing. Okay. Right. Right. Except that at the last time around, Telmew said, when queried by flight director, can we live with 25 amps, he said no. The best we could make is 15 amps. This is purely for advisory that I passed this along. In other words, they don't have that power capability right now. That's why the big problem. Are in the process of being refined now, and we expect that answer in less than an hour right now, as soon as they can work it out. Okay?
Let's
see if it works in the sim, sure. I wonder if we could find out who else is in there with Cernan. I think we know, but I'd sure like to find out, Doug. And if we could, I'd also like to spot a query on this S4B and the LEM transceiver situation to see if it's tracking data that's confused.
Well, in one place that kind of question can be answered, and that's in the floor of the control center in the front. And the thing Terry's going to have is getting someone broken free to
check especially at a time like this.
Unless he knows offhand.
Could you ask Terry if he knows him? He may very well. On both counts. I hope all of you heard my conversation here with Doug Ward.
Well, this Doug, if Terry's got a sec, I've got two questions.
As we mentioned earlier, we have a crew of astronauts in a simulator here at Mission Control in Houston. They are currently working out real time. Under as close to identical situation as the astronauts in space, so that as problems develop there, they can be duplicated here, and solutions perhaps can be found. That crew we know is headed by Eugene Cernan, astronaut from Apollo 10 and currently the backup command pilot for Apollo 14. We're trying to find out now who the other astronauts are in the simulator in Houston. In addition, we heard some information a few minutes ago, which is a little confusing to us, dealing with the S-4B, which of course is still on its way to the moon.
We're using up tracking channels,
and
data
channels. Let's see, now we're finding out something about that stage and why they want to turn the lunar module transceiver off so that they can clarify their situation on the S-4B. Hold one while we find out exactly what's happening there.
What are they trying to do about it, you know? They're talking about moving it out of the way here.
They have a real problem here. They're trying to work it out.
Do you know what's involved in that?
Okay. Are we is anybody on the air now? Are we feeding anybody?
Well, let me see if I can get some good folks.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Can you relieve me from here for about 2 minutes? Can I be released from this position for about 2 minutes? Okay, I'll be back with you in that period of time.
Okay. Yeah. I'll double check that.